USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As cold weather continues to grip much of the country, many people are scrambling to make sure those who don't have a place to live are protected when temperatures drop below zero. Autumn Dilley is an outreach worker in Minneapolis. She says she's doing what she can to help people get out of the cold.
It doesn't matter where we're going to bring folks. We just want them to get out of the cold and get somewhere warm.
Dilley continues by telling Fox 9, the local Fox affiliate in Minneapolis.
Our capacity normally is 25. Yesterday we extended our capacity to 33, and tonight we're going to extend our capacity to 45.
That cold weather is moving east and now affecting folks from Ohio all the way to Massachusetts. President Trump is again railing against his impeachment. The president is tweeting that the impeachment was a partisan hoax, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A deal for a temporary truce with the Taliban has been reached. NBC News says the one-week agreement aims at reducing violence in the war-torn region. There are currently 12,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They've been acting primarily as peacekeepers and in advising Afghan forces. President Trump is anxious to get U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. The games will go on. Japanese organizers say the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will not be interrupted by the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
The very latest now on the coronavirus. The folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the virus will not stop the Summer Games. And at this point, they do not plan on postponing any of the events in Tokyo. The games run from July 24th through August 9th. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Thank you, Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates focus their attention on Nevada, a powerful Las Vegas union has decided to stay out of the primary. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox explains.
The Culinary Union pulls a lot of weight in Nevada politics, but in a press conference on Thursday, the union declined to support any particular candidate in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. And while Union President Gioconda Argiello-Klein said they were encouraging union members to vote, they were laying out three key goals for their members to fight for.
One of our goals is one job to be enough. Second goal is to have protected the health care and have better health care for everybody. And the third goal is to have an immigration reform where we've been fighting for decades.
The decision not to endorse is a blow to the struggling Joe Biden campaign, who was counting on the heavily Latino union for support. The union has also criticized Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans as damaging the strong medical benefits the union enjoys. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And finally, NASA says an asteroid able to cause massive devastation will just miss Earth this weekend. Astronomers report the asteroid will be about 3.6 million miles away from the Earth early tomorrow morning as it passes by at 34,000 miles per hour. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.